on a $1 million bond. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. A 14-year-old boy charged with first-degree intentional homicide, first-degree sexual assault, and first-degree sexual assault of a child under age 13, resulting in great bodily harm in the death of Lily Peters, the 10-year-old girl who disappeared on the way back from her aunt's house over the weekend. Chippewa County District Attorney Wade Newell.
Given the statements that the defendant made to law enforcement that his intention was to rape and kill the victim from the get-go when he left the house with the victim going down the trail, state believes that there is a need to protect the community.
The defense had requested the boy be held on a $100,000 bond. Wisconsin law calls for children age 10 and up to be prosecuted as adults when they're charged with first-degree intentional homicide. He's due back in court next week. A family friend is accused of helping to plan the kidnapping of a California baby on Monday.
Police in San Jose say they believe 43-year-old Yesenia Ramirez was in contact with the man who took a three-month-old baby boy from his family's Bay Area home while the grandmother was unloading the groceries. Police Sergeant Christian Camarillo says surveillance video shows 28-year-old Jose Roman Portillo walking toward the apartment with an infant car seat and a blanket.
I grew up in an era where missing kids ended up on milk cartons because they were never found, and who knows what happened to them. As a parent, you think worst case.
The baby was found unharmed Tuesday in a home where Portillo lived. A third suspect is also charged with kidnapping, but a motive remains under investigation.
Fox's Lisa Brady. A federal judge has ordered a two-week halt on the phasing out of pandemic-related restrictions on migrants seeking asylum, known as Title 42. Louisiana, Arizona, and 19 other states have sued to keep the measure in place. The Biden administration plans to lift Title 42 May 23rd. America is listening. Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Federal charges for a trio of accused serial robbers in Indianapolis.
A federal grand jury charging 18-year-old Quintez Tucker and 19-year-olds Damara Bryant and Rob Darius Williams in a 17-count indictment for their alleged role in a series of armed robberies at 8 cell phone stores over a 25-day span late last year in and around Indianapolis, in which police say the trio and others, including multiple juveniles, stormed into the cell phone stores with guns drawn and forced customers and employees onto the floor. They mostly targeted iPhones. The four other teens also charged as adults in the case. The accused, if convicted, face up to 20 years in prison. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
New York's highest court has rejected new congressional maps that had widely been seen as favoring Democrats. The state's court of appeals had agreed with a group of Republican voters who say the district boundaries had been unconstitutionally gerrymandered and that the legislature didn't follow proper procedure in passing the maps. A lower court had also ruled that the maps were unconstitutional. The court says it will likely be necessary to move the congressional and state Senate primary elections from June to August. Car manufacturers are on track to sell a record number of electric vehicles this year.
Kelley Blue Book says so far this year, Americans have bought nearly twice as many electric cars as compared to the same time last year. popular, not only because you don't have to pay for gas at the pump, but because routine maintenance, like oil changes, water pumps, spark plug replacements, are out. The disadvantage is the high cost, averaging $56,000. The most popular electric car is the Tesla.
Fox's Gary Baumgarten. Wall Street, the major indexes, ended the day mixed. The Dow added 61, the NASDAQ off a point, the S&P plus 8. I'm Lee Silasera. This is Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.